Police in India foil a Hindu militant group's attempt to steal a Christian orphanage. Language training is a vital ministry opportunity in Asia, and a children's ministry in Ghana raises the roof. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Radical Hindus continue their attack on Hope Givers International in Rajasthan, India. However, Hope Givers Michael Glenn says there was a small victory yesterday as militant Hindus threatened to seize their orphanages and hospital.
The police did help keep the militants back. They did come and surround the facilities, and apparently they're now very upset with the police and the chief minister of the state over there. Now they're kind of putting them in an awkward position, saying that they're betraying the Hindus.
This is a huge answer to prayer. Founder M.A. Thomas and President Samuel Thomas are still underground, though. Glenn says one was nearly attacked by a radical mob.
Dr. M.A. Thomas was just missed by 30 seconds, I'm told, by 150 radical anti-Christians coming in a lynch mob form.
Glenn says the Indian government and the U.S. State Department's getting involved, but prayer is still needed. Orphanage and hospital workers say they'll protect their ministry if it means death. Next, hopelessness is giving way to anticipation as the rebuilding is now in full swing in the tsunami-hit areas. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board raised nearly $17 million for tsunami relief. IMB's Jim Brown estimates 125 relief projects are now underway in Asia, including home and business rebuilding, well revitalization, and more. Brown says the work has allowed them to establish a longer-term or permanent presence in areas previously closed to them. You're listening to Mission Network News. Economic competition throughout Asia, along with the global economy, means English language training is in demand. SEND International Samuel Kuka works with the Asia Center for Teaching English as a Second Language in the Philippines. The training they give allows their teams to minister in creative access areas like the Mekong Delta.
Their English instruction is not very good, and so their English proficiency is quite low. This allows our graduates to go there, and as believers, they're able to touch lives.
Companies often require their employees to learn English, but adults learning a new language can be reduced to the communication ability of a two-year-old. Kuka adds that's a perfect opportunity.
If people are struggling with this in learning a language, something that they're mandated to do, this can be a great time where a believer can come alongside, befriend them, and share the good news of Jesus Christ with them.
Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries' John Rouster says they're nearing an end of a project that will double their capacity at the Haven of Hope Children's Home in Ghana.
They are working on the second dormitory, and it is up to almost the lintel level. They will be starting to put stucco on, and then we'll add the roof later on. It should be ready to accept children by the fall. And there would be 29 or 30 that we would be able to take in.
Rouster says they have a chaplain at the home who works with the kids. Their street ministry also puts an emphasis on regular interaction. That's how their teams get to know these kids intimately.
With the regular kids and that, we know who has accepted Christ and who hasn't. And this is one of the underlying things that we always assure everyone who supports Every Child Ministries, that presenting the gospel to the children is the bottom line.
And recent statistics indicate the number of young people going on short-term mission trips is increasing by 20% each year. Many churches are organizing them on their own, while others need help getting started. Either way, Mission Network News is a way to connect you with trips all over the world through its short-term missions database. Today, MNN has nearly 500 mission trips in our searchable webpage. Go to our website, click on Go on a Trip to get connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.